Hey friends, I've been sitting with the idea of space a lot lately. The kind of space that isn't just about the gaps in our calendars or the time we block out for rest, but the kind of space that allows our whole being to breathe. Spaciousness in the body, in the mind, in the creative field. I used to think that if I just got through the busy season, space would magically appear. That rest would be waiting like a reward at the finish line, but life isn't a straight line, and this winter reminded me that space doesn't come after, it needs to be weaved into the day-to-day. Winter is usually my quiet season. I count on it to be a time of stillness, slowness, soft recalibration, but this one had other plans. Loads of work travel, clients, events, deadlines, pressure. It felt like a mirror to my own patterns, a little cosmic gotcha to show me that even when the season calls for stillness, I can override it with my old programming. Hustle culture runs deep in my nervous system, the kind of conditioning that says your worth is measured by your output, that to be loved, to be enough, you must be useful, generous, always giving, always doing. Even when I zoomed out and looked at the vision I'm building for the future, this beautiful dream of a West Coast retreat where my partner can tinker and create in peace, I realized I was working towards a life of freedom for him. But where was I in that picture? Was I still grinding behind the scenes to make it all happen? That moment cracked something open. Because I mean, the work I'm doing now, this work of creativity, coaching, ceremony, sacred witnessing, it isn't just a stepping stone, it is the thing. My work is my passion, and it is also my lifestyle medicine. I need to treat it as such, and if I want to keep doing it in 10, 20 years, it has to be sustainable. The truth is that my body is still recovering from burnout from the last season that feels like it never ended. Some days I wake up and feel like I've been scraped empty and all I can do is move slowly and breathe into the spaces that are numb. But when I create space, even a little, through ritual, through walking, through play, through grounding, I begin to feel myself again. Not the version of me who's achieving or striving, but the version of me who is deeply alive. Because here's the truth, vitality isn't found in the grind. It's found in the rhythm, in attuning to the seasons and cycles of the earth, the sun, the moon, your own body. It's remembering that we are part of something ancient and intelligent, something wild. We are ecosystems unto ourselves, and it is our sacred task to tend to them, to make sure they stay in balance, give and take, to listen when something is off, to notice the magic all around us, to be enchanted by the lives we are living. This is what creates vitality, purpose, inspiration, and a sense of real freedom. I've been diving into the research around longevity and light lately. Did you know that a 20-year Swedish study showed that simply spending time outdoors, especially daily walking, even if it's slow, significantly improves cardiovascular health and healthy aging? The data showed that older adults who regularly walked outside had a 39% reduction in cardiovascular events. That's not from hardcore gym sessions or flashy wellness trends. That's just walking outside every day. If you're curious, I went down a rabbit hole with this episode from the Diary of a CEO podcast. You can watch it here. Just click the link. We're not meant to be trapped indoors under fluorescent lights. We are wild beings. We need the sun on our skin, the forest floor beneath our feet, the breeze reminding us we're still breathing. And when the sun doesn't show up as often, hello, Dunedin winter, I've been supplementing with red light therapy. I use one of these from Block Blue Light, New Zealand, and it's become a non-negotiable in my morning practice. It helps support mitochondrial health, boosts my mood, and signals to my body that we're awake, alive, and here for it. This is the dance I'm in right now, creating and revisiting rituals that support life. Not just survival, but full spectrum, pleasure field, vibrant living. And it's the simple things. I have come to realize I tend to overcomplicate my life lots. So simplify, that is the greatest practice. Lighting a candle, moving my body, holding ceremony for myself with cacao, creating concoctions with just the right amount of spice, lying under red light, walking with the dogs, meditating, even if it's just for 5 minutes, watching the sun rise or set, listening to words that truly move me. We are emotional bodies, and I believe we need to lean into these emotions more sometimes. This month, I listened to this reading of Tincture by Andrea Gibson, and it moved me something fierce. We need more of this in the world. Feel free to click the link and watch this live reading on YouTube. I highly recommend it. It'll break you open in the best way. It's like a love letter to embodiment, to staying in the body, to feeling it all. She states, "When a human dies, the soul moves through the universe trying to describe how a body trembles when it's lost, softens when it's safe, how a wound would heal given nothing but time. Do you understand? Nothing in space can imagine it. No comet, no nebula, no ray of light can fathom the landscape of awe, the heat of shame, the fingertips pulling the first gray hair and throwing it away. I can't imagine it, the stars say. Tell us again about goosebumps. Tell us again about pain." It reminded me that healing isn't just about shedding pain. It's about reclaiming pleasure, reclaiming joy, reclaiming aliveness, the everythingness of our humanity. One other thing that came into the picture in my rabbit hole of research this month, faith. Not necessarily in a religious sense, but in something bigger than us. A force that carries us when we forget the way, and also in ourselves. Self-belief is vital, not just for achieving things, but for cultivating self-confidence, trust, and integrity. Do you believe in you? Do you follow through on the things you promise to yourself? If not, can you start honoring your promises one at a time? This is how we teach ourselves that we honor our own words, how we begin to see our worthiness in real time. I want to look at my life the way my dog looks at me, with complete acceptance, full body presence, and the kind of unwavering love that doesn't care what I've done today, so long as we've had a play and gone outside. She reminds me that I am already enough, already worthy, already home. And look, I'm sure I've repeated this before, and I'm sure I'll do it again, but I want to say this to you and to me. You are enough. Right now, as you are, we can all grow, we can all evolve, we can all strive to be better, but that doesn't mean we aren't already inherently worthy. Sometimes the most radical act is not trying to become someone new, but reclaiming the truth of who you already are. This month, I invite you to do your own end of winter inventory, planting your seeds for spring, if you will. So zoom out. Look at your big picture. What's cluttering your field? What's sucking your energy without giving anything back? What's standing in the way of your radiance, your creative fire, your peace? Let it go. Make space. And maybe, just maybe, don't go trying to fill that space immediately. Notice how it feels to have a blank box on the calendar. Choose one ritual to commit to daily, just one, and do it like it's sacred, because it is. And please, for the love of your nervous system, get outside more. Sometimes I wonder if we've made it all too complicated. The pursuit of peace, of presence, of purpose. Like we've built these towering blueprints for success and forgotten the part where we actually feel alive in the process. Becoming enchanted with life doesn't require a 10-step plan, a new version of yourself, or some mythical arrival point where all your ducks are in a row and your nervous system is finally regulated. It's not in the algorithm or the inbox zero or the morning routine you downloaded from someone else's version of balance. The truth is, to live an enchanted life is to pay attention. It's to choose wonder and awe. To remember that the act of making magic is nothing more than creating energy with intention. And we do that every single day, whether we're aware of it or not. The real work is coming back to your senses, to the way the light hits the water, to the pulse in your palms when you pause before saying yes, to the wild grief that moves through you in waves you can't name, to the smell of the earth after rain and the look your dog gives you like you're the whole universe. Passion over productivity, creativity over hustle, freedom over the rat race. And it's in these unrushed, unmonetized, uncurated moments that you catch a glimpse of the sacred and realize you were never that far from it. So why do we keep outsourcing our worth to busyness? Why do we still think we have to do more to make more? Why do we keep designing future visions that leave no room for the person we are right now? If your when I make it fantasy doesn't include rest, pleasure, slowness, love, creativity, connection, then who is it really for? And more importantly, who are you when you make it? That's the question I've been sitting with. That's the spell I'm weaving into everything I do. And here's what I've found. The steps back to self are so simple, it almost hurts to admit. Drink water. Go outside. Lay on the ground. Turn off the screen. Listen to your breath. Say no. Say yes with your whole body. Watch the moon. Let yourself feel. Love people. Ask for help. Believe in something. Walk barefoot. Say thank you. Move slow. Dream wildly. And above all else, remember you are enough. Not someday, not if, not when, but right now. In this moment, as you are worthy of your own dignity. You don't need to hustle to heal. You don't need to prove your purpose. You just need to come home to yourself again and again and again. You are here to live, not just survive. To create, not just consume. To feel, not just function. And let that be your revolution. From my wild heart to yours, Cass. If this letter has stirred something in you or you're craving a simpler, more sensual way of living, here's how we can journey deeper together. The Rewild Portrait Experience is the core of what I do. Part ceremony, part creative collaboration, these are soul-stirring, body-honoring, truth-telling sessions to reconnect you with your wild self. We begin the inner mahi before we ever pick up the camera. There's also the Rewild Self-Discovery Expedition coming up in March 2026. This is a weaving of ceremony, creative inquiry, and wild immersion. We begin online and then gather in March for 6 days in the Marlboro Sounds. It's transformation rooted in nature, in sisterhood, in embodied aliveness, and creative expression. There are only 4 spaces left for this expedition. And finally, the Art of Rewilding, which is a 2-day immersive retreat set in the ancient rainforests of New Zealand's wild west coast at the magical Te Aka Treehouse. This is your sacred homecoming. Over 2 soul-soaked days, you'll move through medicine walks, a guided past life progression, rewild portrait experience, sauna and cold water immersion, and deep ceremony, all in a super luxurious retreat sanctuary. This is for the woman or couple or tribe ready to meet her wild, untamed, radiant self. If you're curious, there's links to explore all of these offerings, and you can always just write back to this email and get in touch, and we'll open up the conversation together. Have a wonderful day.